fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, it is Wednesday, the third day of May, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm proud to say today we have Deputy Hendricks from the beautiful state of Mississippi, where he proudly flies the proper flag of the state of Mississippi in front of his home to do the pledge with us. So everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well said, Deputy. Any updates on your ongoing research in your neighborhood, sir?
Well, I tried it at a cemetery that's on the coast the other day, but just too much interference from the, you know, all the other sources out there, not right. Just the graves. So that didn't go too well. I'll just be honest with you. But I'll still continue to try to do that, and we may have a jury trial coming up by the end of this month. So I may get a chance to do that again when in the courtroom with the jury. So
right. Yeah, when the
opportunities are still there.
About 50 people there for the jury pool to be picked from?
It'll be about 150.
150. Well, that'd be a good test. Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I was wondering, last 2 days I tried to pull up and listen to the archives. Are y'all having issues with the archives or just my...
Well, RBN archives have had some issues, but you can listen to me on Rumble. I have my own archives on Rumble. So,
okay, yeah. I forget about that. I just in the habit of don't go into RBN.
right. Well, sometimes there's been some issues. We use an outside vendor for our archives at RBN, and there's been some issues that hopefully will be resolved soon. But in the meantime, we got archives at Rumble.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right. You're also on Brighton.
Yeah, and about 6 or 8 other places, too.
I'm sorry. I'm a creature of habit.
Yeah, we all tend to be that way, Deputy. Anything else?
No, that'd be it. Y'all have a great day, of course, as always. And Kudzu coming back out, so Kudzu is king.
We have patient Wayne Greenman, my friend Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO, much of it is organic, and it's a great way to stock up on tasty food for whatever you might need it for in the future. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. It's absolutely great to be with you today. I wanted to share some news that I just heard recently about Tucker Carlson. I was watching a guy, he's got a pretty big audience. He just offered Tucker Carlson $100 million over 5 years on a contract to be a host on his daily show. So that's a lot of money. And then also there's some talk about a lot of folks wanting Tucker to put his hat in the ring for VP, which would be, I think, amazing as well. So we shall see, brother. We shall see.
Well, it's nice to have opportunities. Do you know the identity of the person making that $100 million offer?
I do. As a matter of fact, during our break, let me bring that back up in my history.
Okay.
It's a very popular channel,
right,
and very well-funded, very, very well-funded channel. The guy that owns it owned an insurance company that was, he grew to be a multi-billion dollar company and then sold it. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, that's interesting to say the least. Well, Chance, all these issues that we follow continue to move forward. The bizarre sexualization of our children continues to be a major issue, with the Biden administration supporting that effort. That seems even more bizarre, isn't it?
It's just, yeah, bizarre is a nice word, John, that you chose. You know, he's just got to go. I'm just going to be nice. He's got to go. He shouldn't run. As a matter of fact, I'd like to see, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. be in the ring for the running. I think that he'd be the strongest Democratic candidate. But, this guy just needs to go back in his basement and just hang out until the end, because he's destroyed the fabric of our nation. We were actually making some progress, you know, 4 years ago, and it's been a complete 180, John.
It has been. It has been. Well, it's easy to point out the faults that President Trump had, the mistakes he made, but it's also easy to overlook the very positive things he did. One of the main ones would be the appointment of more than 100 conservative judges to the federal bench around the United States. Relatively young men and women who will be there for decades into the future. That's a major accomplishment all by itself, isn't it?
Agreed. Yeah. No, I mean, the one thing that I guess the thorn is he pushed, the agenda, the clot shot, the vax, whatever you want to call it. You know, he pushed it for a couple of years. And
continues to support it, unfortunately.
That's just insane.
Well, it's something I can't get past it. I don't know what the choices are going to be for president, but I was at a fairly high level of supporting the president, Trump, where I was asked to take over the only Trump office PAC that had a brick-and-mortar office in 2016. And I agreed to do so just before COVID hit and pretty much knocked everything out of the water. But I can't give that kind of support until I see some resolution on how President Trump came to support the clot shot, continues to support it. The evidence is so amazing right now that it's not safe. It is, in fact, dangerous and it's not effective. For this man to continue to support it is unconscionable, isn't it?
It is. And you follow this very closely, closer than anyone I know. I mean, even the pharmaceutical companies are coming out and admitting that, you know, let's just get down to the nuts and bolts, that the shots do not prevent COVID.
No.
I mean, that should be enough right there. We're not talking about the damage they call. I'm just talking about they don't prevent COVID. Vice President Kamala Harris said on air, and she repeated herself. She goes, you know, all the folks that are in the hospital right now, you know, they've, due to complications, they've all been vaccinated. You know, she said it twice. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Well, let's see here. And if you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Okay. What's really heavy on your heart that you'd like to talk about this week, Chance?
The debt ceiling is heavy on my heart right now. For some people who are not familiar with the debt ceiling, this is how we fund the U.S. government and all of the operations and welfare, Social Security, the whole thing, disability, everything, the Army, the military, everything. There's now enough Republicans saying we're out of money in June. We were out of money in January, but Yellen did some things and moved some things around and pushed some buttons. But we are definitely out of money by June. And Republicans are saying we will not, absolutely not, approve any further printing or funding for the debt ceiling. John, the repercussions of that, and I'm not saying I'm in disagreement, but the repercussions we should all be aware of. That means that many people who rely, including our soldiers who serve with pride, many people who rely on those monthly checks aren't going to get them. You know, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, the debt is unsustainable. It simply is. And there's multiple historical precedents going back 5,000 years. So what happens to a country that does what we're doing to the economy, to currency, and so forth? It always ends in failure. There is no exceptions. It always ends in failure.
Sure.
There's only two ways that this debt can be resolved. One is to grow the economy to pay off the debt, to be the Donald Trump way. The other is to do what they're doing now, which is to ignore it. And that's not going to have a good ending. The U.S. dollar is quickly no longer becoming the reserve currency of the planet. The Chinese yuan, which allegedly is backed by gold, I assume it is. They say so. If you can take your yuans to China and convert them to gold, then it is obviously convertible to gold. But
and so is the Russian ruble. Just so you know, they're also backed by gold.
Russia is one of the larger gold producers in the world, by the way. The rest of the world is waking up and smelling the coffee, and they're just dumping dollars as quickly as they can. This will not have a good end, will it, Chance?
No. And you're so right about history. The Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire, all of these massive empires failed due to the fact that they were the reserve currency of their time due to switching over to what? A fiat currency, right? We are overdue, from my understanding, we're overdue for our currency to fail. The only reason I think we've gotten away with it for so long is because we were a superpower, having military bases across the globe in almost a threatening way, right? We were able to have that status, that luxury for so many years, but that's over. And I truly hope your listeners understand the ramifications of that. I want you guys to think about Venezuela, okay, and what happened to them. I want you to think of every major economy that's crashed in the past 100 years. It's incredible. It's incredible.
It is. I'll do a segue here. Apparently, Tucker Carlson has done a podcast on April the 30th, a couple of days ago. And here's a quote from Tucker Carlson. If you go on TV tonight and say, I think the earth is flat, people will just laugh at you. They don't care if you think the earth is flat. It's not a threat to them. But if you say, what actually happened to Building 7, like That is weird, right? It doesn't, like, what is that? If you were to say something like that on television, they'd flip out. They would flip out. You would lose your job over that. So I've never heard, when he had his TV show, I never heard him. I never heard Tucker ever address that on his show, did you?
No, he never talked about 9/11 that I can remember. Even in private interviews, I've never heard him talk about it. But, you know, he has this ability to bring out the most controversial subjects, right? And then he has, and his team, they've vetted the data and they have the information to back it up. And so I'll be so glad to see him find another home where he'll be able to do that unfeathered, because, you know, the MSM, mainstream media, you know, they're just talking heads with their own agenda, and you're not going to get the truth. And I think we deserve the truth, John.
We do deserve the truth. Well, for those who don't know, in most of the 50 states, Building 7 would be the tallest structure in the state, a 47-story tall building. I know in downtown St. Louis, my hometown, MetLife built a structure roughly the same size as Building 7. It has a green metal roof. You can see it from miles away. And when I'm taking somebody on a tour of my hometown, I point to the structure and say that's about the same size as Building 7. It was not hit by any airplane. It had some fires that the local, I used to say the Boy Scouts, but actually the Cub Scouts could have put out the fires that were in Building 7. Minor, very minor fires from some windows were broke out and some combustible things caught on fire. And all of a sudden, it just collapses into its own footprint. And
hey, John, I want to let you know something. I don't know if you're getting the text, but Charlie is on hold on line one.
Well, I don't have that here, I don't have it. And good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. And Chance, it's always good to have both of you. I wanted to say hello to the marvelous Mrs. Moore. She's always so marvelous, and I'm so happy that you have her in your life right now. I've got one of your, I'm sitting on top of one of your mob or whatever color that is, beige comforters, and I've got a drink here that has vinegar, humic and fulvic acid, distilled water that came through the Ready Pures, and bananas from dried bananas that Chance sells. So I'm all ready, set to go. Game, set, match.
That's awesome, Phil.
Yeah. Hey, listen, but here's what I wanted to join in. I've got a couple of things I want to say. I think this debt ceiling thing, I think the Republicans passed that they were going to raise it, that McCarthy offered to raise it, and I think the Republicans passed it. I'm against it, but, you know, he says he's not going to allow any more spending, that they're going to hold the spending, and I think that may be why the Democrats are balking at it, but they did approve the debt ceiling, to raise the debt ceiling, I think, to $15 trillion, something like that. Now, I
didn't
don't
hear
know.
That, Charlie. I have not heard that that's actually been signed off.
Yeah, it happened a couple of days ago. I don't think a lot of people know about it. It's fairly new news. I've got a ticket for you. Trump for president. RBJ, Bobby Kennedy for vice president. That would put people on notice that Trump understands the chop situation without him actually having to go into it, and then RBJ could go around and tell the truth about the shots. And then,
well, we got to break.
Hold on, Charlie.
Tucker Carlson should be the Treasury Secretary.
I didn't catch that, but yeah.
Find your Hold on. Rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO, much of it is organic, and there's a great selection, including some wonderful coffee. Tell us about the coffee you have, Chance.
Thank you, John. Yeah, we just roasted last week. Our coffee is 100% organic. Is considered the number two smoothest coffee in the entire world, only number two to the Kona Hawaii Peaberry Coffee, which is around $35 to $50 a pound, depending on where you get it. I live there. I know the coffee very well. I have to tell you, folks, if you are a coffee connoisseur like my wife and I, John, I know you drink coffee too. Once you try this coffee, it is hard. It's very hard when you travel. You're out on the road to drink anything else. It's one of the few coffees that is smooth enough to drink black, right? And a lot of folks like to drink it that way. So it's a 22-ounce bag, and the pouch is very special as well. It's actually Mylar, vacuum sealed. So we're getting up to a 3-year shelf life on coffee. Anyone who buys coffee knows that that's you're not going to find that in standard packaging, even in a number 10 can. So check it out. It's only $19.95 for the 22-ounce bag, and your shipping is free. Plus, if you use the code LibertyMan, you're going to get another discount on top of that. So it's a win-win for everyone, and you will not regret that purchase.
Absolutely. Well, it's great coffee. I encourage people to check that out. And tell people about how they get a discount with Simply Clean Foods.
Yeah, just go to libertyman.com. Just click on the rolling banner there. That'll take you right to our website. In the top right-hand corner of our website, there is a magnifying glass there. Just type in coffee. That will pop right up. You can buy those bags individually, or you can subscribe and get coffee sent to you on a monthly basis and save even more. So, again, I really encourage it. Now, John, I want to remind folks, we have a new product. We just launched it last week on your show. I think you were the first. Sweet potato dices. Folks, understanding the potato is very interesting. White potatoes turn to sugar in the system, which puts on body fat. Sweet potatoes do not. They do not. So sweet potato is actually very good nutritionally and better for you than a standard white, yellow, or even red potato. So check that out as well. Those are a 12-serving pouch for under $20. Check it out.
That's a good price. And we've mentioned this before, but with the increased prices at your local supermarket, the Simply Clean Foods are becoming very price competitive with just regular food at the supermarket, isn't it?
It has come to parity in many cases. For example, cauliflower, broccoli, some of the zucchini, anything that would be organic in your store, we're now pretty close to being at parity. The biggest difference is when you buy your broccoli at the store, you have what, John, in the refrigerator, 3 or 4 days?
That's and then, like that,
yeah. Yeah, then it turns into something that you can't recognize, or you can maybe turn into penicillin. Our food can be, you can take out what you want out of our pouches for one meal and then reseal it, and it's still good for up to 6 months non-refrigerated. So think about a power outage for a minute. You know, your refrigerator goes down, all the food in your refrigerator has spoiled. Our food has up to a 20-year shelf life, unopened, and once open, up to 6 months. So just it's just a wise decision all the way around, and the value is there. Get it while the dollar still has some strength. And the last thing I'll say is we do accept coins, and I'm talking about PMs, precious metals, for payment, but that's a phone call, 737-400-2066, 737-400-2066.
Absolutely. Well, that's great information. Anyway, going back to Tucker Carlson's statement about Building 7, I find it not so amazing or ironic, either one, that he waited till he was off Fox before he even mentioned Building 7 or 9/11/01. As I've said a number of times, I would love to be a fly on the wall when he was having his discussions with his people about what to talk about any given evening of the week, knowing full well the things that you and I know, and knowing full well that he can't talk about them, like what really happened on 9/11/01. And I started to mention before the break, the official report of what happened, put together by what was called a Blue Ribbon panel, did not even mention Building 7 going down. How ironic is that?
It's ironic.
It is. We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bull out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and
stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong.
Listening to RBN, in defense of the Republic.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information there. I like to point people, if they want to get started at my website, go to the COVID panel. Just scroll down. We got the website laid out in rows of three across, and the COVID panel is down there a bit. And let's see how far down it is. It's pretty far down, actually. Regardless, more than 200 written articles and videos, over 230 articles and videos by world-class scientists such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, who says with no ifs, ands, or buts, the Pfizer vaccination is meant to cause harm and kill. The booster is the same way. Don't take them. Before I forget, this is related to it. You hear me interview Linda, my neighbor Linda. Her and her husband Gary have the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road for sale. Gary is undergoing surgery this morning, and he has had the clot shot, unfortunately. So I'm asking for prayers for my friend Gary as he undergoes surgery today. If you can do that, we'd all appreciate it. Getting back to my website, there's a lot there. You could spend hours and hours at my website. the things that are there are been carefully chosen to help my listeners achieve their goals, including the products that I offer, including the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner is a marvelous healing device. It helps you get past the arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, helps you get a great night's sleep. No worries, mate, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment, Energy Cleaners, mattress pads. You can place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. And Chance, what's the status of your new portable shelters that you're working on, the website and so forth?
Website is almost complete. Yeah, we're very, very, very happy with the way that's a great team over there at GoDaddy that I've been working with, and they're just a little slow. But and then again, I'm a little picky. So that's all good. A couple things before we take Sherry from Kansas. Rupert Murdoch, I got to tell you, Tucker Carlson, I don't know if you saw that interview, John, but Rupert Murdoch would get very upset if you said God, if you talked about God on any of his Fox programs, right?
Really?
Yes. As a matter of fact, he came into the room one time and told Tucker Carlson, this is what, right out of Tucker Carlson's mouth, he goes, I asked you to stop saying God. And you know what? You said it 81 times. Rupert Murdoch called off his engagement because his fiance prayed at the table, you know. So you now you know who you're dealing with, right? You know who you're dealing with. It's very, very unfortunate. Let's see. Sherry from Kansas, John, do you want to take that?
That's right. Sherry, let's go. Go ahead, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Chad, since you're in the food industry, have you got any information on this thing that I've heard about? It's called Appeal, does that sound familiar?
Appeal?
Yeah, it's some kind of stuff they're putting on.
Let me help you out, Sherry. We don't know if it's sprayed on or fogged on, but it's a substance they put on various fruits and vegetables to retard spoilage.
Oh, okay. I don't know by the name, but I've heard of this before. Sherry, so I don't know, a lot of people aren't aware of this. Most of our fruits do not come from the U.S. Due to cross-contamination. Most of our fruits come from organic farms in South America. Some even come from Germany. But the majority, except for maybe a few blackberries that come out of Washington State, most of our fruit does not come from the U.S. I hope you feel comfortable with that.
Yes, I know it's yours doesn't, but I just wondered, since you being in the industry, because they say that you can't wash this stuff off. It's supposedly fairly new, and you can't wash it off the produce. And I don't know if anybody's looked at the patent. I haven't heard anything. John, do you know anything?
I don't know what's in it. No. It's spelled A P E E L, Alpha Papa Echo Echo Lima, apparently it's pretty bad stuff from what little bit I do know, Sherry.
Yeah. I've heard about it too, guys, and this is just another thing that the corporate food companies are doing to poison us. You know, one apple at a time, right? But it's been other different products have been used over the years. Number one, you don't think that your hamburger in the store looks like that, right? That red is added. That coloring is added. Those apples that are so shiny in the store, that's not natural. That isn't on a tree. That doesn't happen, right? So many things the food companies do to fool us into thinking we're buying something, but that's not what it is. This I'll look into and get a little bit more information, but I did hear something about it recently, very recently.
Wouldn't be surprised if it's something to do with nanotechnology, too. So.
Well, since Chance is in the business, he's probably going to be paying pretty careful attention to this, won't he, Chance?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I heard about it, but I wasn't familiar with the term. or the APEEL. Look at it today.
Yeah, well, we'll give a chance a week to do his homework and call back Sherry next week, and Chance may have a more comprehensive answer for you.
Yeah, I hear that Gates is involved, Bill Gates, that he's something he invests in or something. Anyway, have a good day, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you, Sherry. The call number is 512-248-8252. It's easy to be critical of people being obese on one hand, on the other. The food itself has changed a lot. Just take one food, for example, wheat. The percentage of protein is down dramatically. The percentage of gluten is up dramatically. Just that one grain alone has changed a lot in the last 50 years, hasn't it?
It has. But there are still companies out there that sell the old hard red wheat, the hard white wheat. You can still get grinders, mills. They even have hand mill grinders to grind that down to make bread and things like that. So, no, that's still available. But, you know, the just look at some of the bread in the store. I'm not going to name any names, but let's just say it's all white. That's not bread anymore, guys. It's not bread. They even add sugar to it, right? That's not considered bread. Gluten has become a major issue to a lot of the people that we've been dealing with since 2012. Isn't it interesting that a person can eat some of the ancient, use some of the ancient grains, they're just fine, but if they buy something that's in a bag already pre-sliced, now they have some major issues. Is it not also interesting that those with dairy intolerances can drink raw milk, but they right. can't drink the pasteurized milk? So, you know, you got to know, guys, I'm just going to be blunt about it. They don't care about you. The food companies don't care about you. They care about making their shareholders happy. They care about staying in the black and making a profit. That's what they care about. That's why they put high fructose corn syrup, because it's cheap in your foods. That's why they use these preservatives that are toxic to the human body. You have to understand, they don't care about us at all, right? So we have to take the matter in our own hands and watch what we put into our vessels, watch what we put into our temples, because if you don't, you will pay for it one way or another. You're going to pay for it down the road in surgery, in a hospital, right? And so that's not where you want to be.
Absolutely. Well, I've said this before, that if it hadn't been for my wife, Dr. Moore, that I was married to for so many decades, I would probably be either a 250-pound diabetic or I'd be dead because of the way I was eating before I met her. And she taught me proper nutrition, and it's helped me have the health that I enjoy right now. Well, there's lots of sayings regarding food. One is, you are what you eat, isn't it?
Oh, that's a fact. And food is the best medicine. That's a fact.
Another one.
Even going back, John, you remember in the mess halls in the military, even at the mess halls, you had lots of preservatives. They put lots of preservatives in the food. They'd serve lunch sometimes. They'd serve at dinner what they had for lunch sometimes, right? So understanding that you can't control, when you go out to eat at a restaurant, you don't know what they're putting in your food as far as ingredients, but I can tell you they're going to do everything they can to save money, and that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to cook in your home from scratch, right? Using, of course, Simply Clean Foods, but cooking from scratch, that way you can control also the seasonings, right? The salt. The amount of salt in your foods is very important. And using the right type of sweeteners, like we use something called Lakanto, which is a monk fruit. No calories, doesn't spike the glycemic level. So, yeah, just being aware of that, doing your own research. And if you guys have any questions, you can give us a call. I don't mind spending the time with you. It's 737-400-2066.
All right. Although the war in Ukraine is kind of taking a back seat to a lot of other news, hasn't it?
Yeah, boy, that's all you heard about on the MSM for months at a time. Now it seems like we're looking at other things finally. You know, the whole thing is, someone made a good point the other day. Here we have people suffering all across the United States with inflation, trying to just pay the rent, John. Just pay the rent, just put gas in the car, and we're sending, again, I guess we just sent over another $11 billion over to the Ukraine. This is ridiculous. We need to put that money into the pockets of the taxpayers to help them get through this inflationary period. What say you?
Well, I agree. There's no national vital, no vital U.S. national security interest in what goes on in Ukraine. There were agreements made that were broken between Russia and the West. And then there's a 40-plus biological weapons laboratories that were established in Ukraine. Allegedly, they were attempting to manufacture Slavic-specific biological weapons, which, of course, the Slavic people are the ones that run Russia among all the ethnic minorities. So Russia had what they felt was good reason to invade, to shut down the biological weapons laboratories and to stop the merging of Ukraine with NATO, which they said they weren't going to tolerate. They're not going to. Now we have a situation where there needs to be peace. The U.S. has stopped any possible peace agreements. There's been high-level American officials talking about regime change, which means the removal of Vladimir Putin as president of Russia. This is very dangerous territory, isn't it?
You know, it is. You know, Vladimir Putin is a Christian, number one. He's not innocent, number two. He was the head of the KGB for a long time and did, I'm sure, some very evil things. But if you think that he's bad, wait till his successor comes in and, takes over the regime. You know, that, I believe, is a game changer. If you've got someone that holds along party lines that, you know, isn't afraid to start World War III, you got a problem, because this next war, John, the Green Berets, probably won't be used as much as missiles, high-speed missiles, and nuclear bombs, and unfortunately.
That's very true. It's very possible World War III is being fought right now. It's just not being called World War III, just as beginning in the mid-1930s, World War II is being fought with Japan invading China. Germany going to Sudetenland and Italy invading Ethiopia. Those were all precursors to what eventually became World War II, weren't they?
They were, absolutely. I wish I used to have some pretty good sources and contacts pretty high up in the military, but since then some of them have retired. I'm just holding out hope that we now have technology that's not out there in the public to defend ourselves against these ultra-high-speed nuclear missiles that Russia and China have, that we can stop these somehow.
Well,
the only
technology I'm aware of that could do that would be space-based laser technology, which my friend Dr. Bill Deagle says exists. I've never seen any evidence of it. He says it exists. You know, the laser beams can travel at the speed of light, which is what it would take to overcome these missiles going five times the speed of sound, wouldn't it?
It would. And I do know, I don't know about space-based, but I do know that they have mounted some of these lasers on our destroyers, John. I do know that for a fact. So that's something. That's something. But I got to tell you, China, over the past 20 years, has built a very powerful navy, a very, very powerful navy, including submarines, right? The hidden threat is the submarines. And so I just, John, I pray for our country. I pray that it won't come to this. But if we continue poking the bear, we continue down this path, I just don't see, I don't see how it cannot be inevitable at this point.
Well, it's been publicly revealed that the agreement signed with Russia to bring peace to that area years ago was done with deception in mind. And that's been publicly revealed. That's very unfortunate. The purpose of the deception was to have happen what is happening right now. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This hour has flown by, hasn't it, Chance?
It really has, and you know, we talked about some pretty important topics. John, did you have, I was just thinking about this, did you have a prepper tip that you wanted to pass on today?
The prepper tip of the day is to test your backup source of power, whatever that might be. For most people, it's going to be a generator of some sort. So test your backup source of power.
I would go, I'd add to that. Not only test it, but folks, maintain, especially if it's a gasoline-operated generator, maintain that. Don't store regular gasoline in your generator unless you add some type of stabilizer, because the gasoline, of course, will gel up and clog your meters in the carburetor and get things nice and gummy where it's not going to operate when you need it. You need to also check the spark plug, make sure that that's clean, and then, of course, change the oil. Whether you're using it or not, change the oil every 6 months in that generator, just to make sure, again, that you're going to get a long life, number one, and it's going to be available to you when you need it. I'd try to say this probably once every 3 or 4 months. Folks, first aid is so important. Having knowledge, number one, to understand CPR and how to administer that, as well as at least basic first aid. Those things can be taught locally, sometimes by your local paramedic or fire department, and in some cases free of charge. But your first aid kit alone, make sure that you replace those bandages and the ointments. They do have a shelf life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said. Well said, Chance. Well, got about 60 seconds to conclude your thoughts for this week, sir.
Yeah, I just encourage people to, go to your website, John. Check out what you have to offer. Do some, while you're there, go back into some of the COVID information so that you can be well-versed. And then also go to our website. We're going to be sending out a mass email to every single customer very soon. I think you'll be pleased. We're going to include some emergency preparation information, some tips and tricks. Read through that. I think it's going to be very helpful, along with some nice discounts as well for you to take advantage of. I don't know, seriously, how much longer we can do that with the prices of everything going up. So when you see that email, go ahead and open that up and take a peek.
Take a peek and check it out. Everything works right now. MasterCard, Visa, the Internet, UPS, FedEx. So you can place your order, get it delivered, and have it in your inventory. It's better to be a year too soon with having this food shortage than a microsecond too late, isn't it?
Yeah, I love that expression. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Absolutely. Chance, thank you very much. We'll have you back next Wednesday. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Professor Mechanic. Stay tuned.
RepublicBroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. Yeah. The dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.